little channel. So it has a higher depth because you have the same volume of water, but now it's squished into a narrow canyon. So we have a deep stream that is confined to that canyon. As soon as it hits the mountain front, the depth drops off because now there's nothing confining that channel anymore. It can go wherever it wants to go. And so as it leaves the mountain front, the depth decreases. And as soon as the depth decreases, your stream loses its power and it's going to deposit its sediments in front of the mountain. So this is one particular case of how deposition works when depth decreases. Now, another form of deposition that's kind of fun to think about are deltas. And deltas occur where you have a river entering a lake or an ocean, and it's going to deposit its sediment right at the mouth of the river. So, for example, the Mississippi River's deltas down near New Orleans are quite well known. There are lots of them, older ones, younger ones. People like to go and study those. What happens in the case of a delta is it's not that depth decreases, but as that river enters a lake or the ocean, the river is moving at some speed. The water in the lake or the ocean is effectively not moving compared to the river. And so as that water hits the water in the lake or the ocean, it slows way down. And as velocity drops, now your stream can't carry that material anymore, and so it just dumps it out at the mouth of the river. It's kind of like, for example, if you have a little kid, I like to use little kids as examples, you have a little kid tearing across the beach, running straight for the ocean, they've got all this speed, and they hit that water. And we all know from our belly flops in the pool that water is not compressible. And so all that velocity that that kid had stops at the water's edge, and the kid falls face first into the ocean, and effectively, your child has just deposited itself in the ocean. So, decrease in velocity leads to deposition. Now, when we think about streams and rivers, we tend to just think about the little segment of that stream that we can see, that we're standing on. And so a lot of streams and rivers look like they're pretty straight. But if you were to go and walk along on a stream, or look at it on a map, or on a satellite photo, you would see that there are lots of different shapes to streams. Some of them are straight. Some of them have what's called a braided pattern, where you have little sandbars in between smaller channels within a big main channel. Or you can have really, really curvy rivers, or meandering river systems. The shape of the stream is going to be affected by how steeply tilted the bed is, what kind of sediments are being moved along that river,